You're listening to the And I Quote podcast, brought to you by Coterie Insurance.
We will be bringing you conversations with industry influencers and experts discussing a variety of topics focused on our theme, because relationships matter.
Now let's dive in.
Welcome to this episode of the And I Quote podcast. I'm Ashley Burden, Marketing Manager at Coterie Insurance, and I'm thrilled today to have the opportunity to chat with our guest, Cherie Sauer. Cherie is an amazing, woman business owner, woman powerhouse, like all of that, because she is amazing. She's the CEO of Success Without Sacrifice, which is an organization that teaches female agency owners how to really stop the hustle so they can scale with harmony. I just love that. That's just very aligned with how I love to think about business. She's also the creator of the RAMP method. We'll dive a little bit more into that, what that means. She's also a speaker, a retreat host, and just lives an overall very interesting life. So welcome to the And I Quote podcast, Cherie.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here. Yeah, so I am a boy mom. I have boys who are 10 and 8. I've been married to my husband for 16 years. We live a life of adventure and freedom, traveling the country in our home on wheels. We just got back. We're actually back at our home base in Spokane, Washington right now, but we just got back from traveling kind of the West Coast, mostly California, for the last 5 months. But we didn't always live a life of adventure and freedom. And my background, I worked in sports medicine for 14 years. I was an athletic trainer and have a master's degree in sports psychology. So I worked with high performing athletes for 14 years in sports teams and really loved that. But when I had my first child, I traveled for almost 6 weeks straight when he was 8 months old. I missed his first teething. I missed his Thanksgiving, his first Thanksgiving. Yeah. And I was starting to get to a point where I was burnt out. But it was really getting a call on Christmas Day from an athlete whose back was in spasm, and he was worried about practice the next day. So it was not an emergency. And it was in that like moment that I was like, I'm done. I have no boundaries. Everybody has access to me, and I can't do this anymore. I continued at that job in a different role until I had my second, and then eventually took a leap of faith and became a stay-at-home mom. And I thought it was going to be cupcakes and rainbows. And I thought I was going to have dinner on the table by 5 and my kids were going to behave and life was going to be glorious. Mm-hmm. And it was not. After 4 months, I hit rock bottom and I hated my life. I hated being a mom. I hated everything. And I just remember thinking, if I had a better house, I'd be happy. If my husband did X, Y, Z, I would be happy. If my kids just behaved more, I would be peaceful, right? I was seeking these external circumstances. And it was really in that moment, I just remember sitting at the kitchen table, like crying out, like, God, there has to be something different. Like I know you didn't give me these kids and this life for me to feel this way. And that's really what led me on my personal development journey, my self-care journey, which led me to start a business as a high achiever. Being just a stay-at-home mom was really challenging for me. So I started a business, which was a self-care gift box company to really encourage moms to take care of themselves. I wanted them to understand that taking care of themselves was taking care of everybody else. And I got burnt out in that after 3 years because, again, I lacked boundaries. And I started to talk to other female entrepreneurs, especially those who had gotten to six figures by pushing and sacrificing a lot. And they were at a point where they wanted to scale, but they didn't know how, or they didn't know, they were tired of sacrificing themselves and sacrificing their families. And so they didn't have the systems and the processes and the framework to be able to continue scaling without sacrificing. And so that's when I created the RAMP method, using my background in sports medicine, sports psychology, working with teams and athletes, and realizing, like, in sports, there's a reason they have rest seasons and peak seasons, and we can use that to our advantage in business. So that's kind of where the RAMP method was born from, and why I am now the co-owner of Success Without Sacrifice.
Awesome. I love hearing about your background, and it's always just so interesting when you make a huge pivot like that, but just you know, understanding the reasons why. And I think so many women, children are not really can relate to that, right? Of just getting to a point where you're completely burned out and nothing's really working. Nothing seems to be working, right? And the fact that you acknowledge that and made that pivot is amazing. So congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Yeah. So what with your agency, well, I'm sorry, with your business currently Success Without Sacrifice, you have a focus more on female agency owners. So what sparked that interest specifically in the insurance industry?
Yeah. That's a great question. It really started from, I started coaching a woman who her and her husband owned an insurance agency. And she was like, I have a business coach, I have a therapist, I need somebody who can help me bridge the gap between the two, right? Because we have business strategy, and then we kind of have our life mess. And there's not really a lot of people out there that talk about how do we juggle it, especially as women. Women are not only the CEOs in business, but they're the CEOs at home. They're the decision makers. They're making the appointments and coming up with meal plans. And there's just a lot more on women's plates than men typically who own businesses. And so I started working with her. And then as I started working with her, I realized a lot of her stress and the exhaustion she was having was partly because of her employees. She was taking on some emotional stress of her employees. And then also just their team in general was burnt out because they would have these really busy seasons. Their specific line of insurance is home and auto. So their busy seasons were in the spring and the summer. So they'd be super busy. It would feel chaotic. And then they would try to hire people in the middle of that, right, to help them, which adds more chaos. And then they would have these slow seasons where then they were stressed about income and if they're going to be able to pay the bills and the employees. And they're successful. They have a team of four people. But, you know, that's just where our brains go of, oh, my gosh, we're not bringing in as much revenue. What can we do to get more revenue, right? When in reality, what they should have been doing is resting and getting systems and processes and onboarding in those slower seasons so that they were set up for the busy seasons. And so it just felt very chaotic and stressful. And so I started working with some of their employees and then with their agency as a whole and helped them implement the RAMP method. But I personally love working with insurance agencies because one, I just find that insurance agents, they have a heart for like community and impact, and they really want to serve and help people, which I really align with. And then also creating systems and processes and working with employees. So a lot of insurance agencies, I feel like they want that team. They want that family feel within their team, right? It's not just like you're a number and an employee coming in. They really want to build that team culture. And just because of my background working with sports, that's one of my areas of expertise and one of the things that I love to do. So I just love everything about the insurance industry.
That's incredible. And I think it's interesting that you said that because I think that is something that is really unique about the insurance space that you might not realize until you're kind of more, you know, ingrained in it, is just that there is such a desire to build a connection and a team, not only amongst your internal team, but then also across the community. And I think that's something that I've definitely seen and just meeting with different agents, talking to agents. So I think that's incredible that you've really tapped into that. And like you said, of course, bringing your sports background into that. So, and that really makes me think about, you know, really the next question that I was thinking about, like in terms of building connections and, you know, fostering that, and maybe even in a virtual environment, what are ways that you approach that, like kind of building, you know, relationships with either your people that are in your program or just across the industry? What does that look like for you for building connections?
Yeah. So for us, it really starts with one, creating, helping them create the RAMP methods. And the RAMP method works really well for the insurance industry because it's predictable. So every industry in insurance can be different. Like health insurance, their busy seasons are November through January, right? Because that's open enrollment. So their seasons, their busy seasons look different than home and auto versus life insurance. They're all going to be slightly different, but they're still predictable. And so the RAMP method can really work for anybody, whether insurance or not. And so the RAMP method, I'll talk about a little bit just to kind of give context. It's designed just like sports seasons. So sports have a rest season, a preseason, an in-season, a post or peak season. And so we have a rest season, a lion season, a master season, and a peak season. Mm-hmm. And what that, like just that alone and creating that structure and people knowing this is our really busy season, but we know we're going to have a rest season. It reduces that burnout, right? Okay. Because when people are burnt out and they're exhausted, performance goes down, conflict increases, things like that. So that's kind of the foundation of it. Mm-hmm. And then also, if there's an issue with an individual employee, whether it's team performance or they have a negative attitude or mm-hmm. something like that, it's really working one-on-one with that specific employee, or agent and getting down to the root cause of why, like, is this right? Because what happens is, it's like, okay, we have to write you up because you're not performing, you're not doing the things, or you're creating a negative environment. And it's, so it's like these write-ups or trying to motivate people in a certain way. So I'll give you an example. If, say there's an agent that is not happy, maybe is just frustrated and not hitting performance goals, right? So you try to motivate them because you know they're stressed by money. You know they need more mm-hmm. money and they maybe want a raise, and that's what they're saying, right? That's what they're communicating is that they want more leadership or they want more money, but they're not motivated by bonuses, right? So you give them a bonus, like if you get XYZ done, then you get this bonus. Well, they're not motivated by that bonus. And the question is, why? Right. But they're saying they want money, they're saying they want more responsibility, yet they're not getting their work done and they're not motivated by these bonuses. And it's because they need money, but what they really want is fulfillment, mm-hmm. or they want to contribute, or they want to be a leader. And so if you can really dig into what the root cause is of what's causing that lack of performance or negative attitude or whatever it is, then you're more likely to increase that team culture, right? Because you've just gotten down to the root cause and now you can communicate with each other and really understand, the agency owner can understand what they need versus what they're hearing, right? Mm-hmm. And then the agent is happy because they're fulfilled in their role. And what I find too with a lot of agents is maybe they're not working in their zone of genius. So one of the agents that we worked with, she would call herself a glorified receptionist, but she wanted to contribute. She felt like she had so much more to give, mm-hmm. and they just didn't know how to quite work with that or what to do. And so once we were able to identify what the root cause was, what her strengths were, help her get into her zone of genius, it helped offload a lot of the stress and the things that were creating stress for the agency owner. And so now they're team culture is better. They have the ramp method, and so they're not burnt out. And just overall, their team is working a lot better together. And especially with females, a lot of insurance agencies are composed of female agents, right? Mm-hmm. And females, hormones play into our performance. Mm-hmm. Hormones play into how we respond and react mm-hmm. to one another. And when you have a female agency owner and a female agent, sometimes, and even just female agents together in one office, there can be jealousy. Sometimes there can be, a lot, like just underlying conflict sometimes. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, if we can get down to the root cause of where that's coming from and where that's stemming from, then, you don't have to go to the write-ups and you don't have to fire and rehire, because what happens if you fire that person and you rehire somebody and you end up in the same boat?
I love that, because it's a very like more in-depth look at that, right? Because I think when it comes to like versus whether it's culture or just like the team dynamics and things like that, it's so much deeper than like surface level, right? And so really like kind of going to those deeper things and understanding what's really going on, it makes for a stronger team ultimately. And and then like you said, then it builds into the ramp method, because then they're more apt to be able to prepare for those different seasons and go through them more smoothly as they're working together as a team. So I love that that's, your approach, and I think that's great. So really thinking about it, I mean, you've walked us through so much in terms of like the methodology and things like that. And so I was, just doing a little bit more research on you, and love the fact that you're just really, you know, your growth in your career. And now you've recently announced that you've become the official trainer for the Women of Insurance Organization. Yeah. So that's awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
So yeah, tell us a little bit more about that. That's a great opportunity and just how you're working with the organization.
Yeah. So Women of Insurance is an organization of 10,000 women. It started from a conference and has just grown into a community. And so they have trainers, whether it's for personal development or specific lines of insurance, different things like that. And so we are in the kind of personal development, professional development space. So we do like monthly trainings with their members, and they have different membership levels and whatnot. But we do trainings for them on a monthly basis. And specifically usually regarding, you know, whether it's reducing stress or team culture or, you know, different things like that. So yeah,
Awesome. It's
been really fun. It's a great organization. I'm really, really happy to be a part of it and proud to be a trainer for them.
Awesome. Well, yeah, and I mean, definitely well needed, right? I mean, I think we've seen with the insurance industry, it's gradually making changes to become more, you know, inclusive and more welcoming to women. But I think just in general, like, you know, what kind of what you stated at the outset is like, just that, you know, kind of grind culture and, you know, just working nonstop, that really isn't optimized, right, to women's, our, none of our egos, right? Like just in general, like our lives. And so just being able to have that support and the resources that you're providing through the organization, I think that's awesome that you're doing that. Just to really end things, I'd love to kind of talk about your, you know, your approach, your advice, I'd say, to, you know, whether it's women, you know, in insurance, or maybe they're just, you know, branching out and starting their own businesses, or any advice that, you know, now looking back to when you first got started, that you would give to female business owners or agency owners just getting started.
Yeah, I would say the biggest thing I can say, especially if you're just getting started, is figure out how to create boundaries around your values and your priorities. And to create rest for yourself and more than just, you know, vacation and weekends, because as high achievers, it's really hard to unplug, even if you go on vacation. And when I say rest, I mean mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual rest. Because if you don't get enough rest, eventually something's going to break. And I'll just give an example. I like to share this story because I think it hits home for a lot of people. I worked with an Olympic swimmer when he was 16. He decided he wanted to be an Olympic gold medalist. And by the time I had met him, he was a sophomore in college. And by that time, he had already had a couple surgeries. He was in the athletic training room every day, piecing them together. But he still blew his competition out of the water. He ended up qualifying for the Olympic trials. And so between his junior and senior year, he was training with the Olympic team during the summer, and we didn't know. And so he came into his senior year and he was exhausted, and he was like, "Sure, I don't know what's wrong. I'm not sleeping well. My performance has decreased. I'm just tired. Something's just off." And so we realized that when he was supposed to be resting between his junior and his senior year during the summer, active rest, right? So when we talk about rest, even in business, and talk about creating seasons of rest for your business, it's active rest. It doesn't mean you're just taking, you know, 3 months off and doing nothing. But he was working at the same intensity as he had all year long. And so going into his senior year, it was too much. You can only push your body. You can only push your mind for so long until something gives. And that's why a lot of women and business owners only make it 3 to 5 years, because they get burnt out. And rest is such a crucial piece of that. And so he tried out for the Olympics. He missed the mark by like 0.08 seconds. It was like the touch of a hand. It was 2 seconds less than his personal best, because he thought that pushing harder would get him to his goal, when in reality, it actually prevented him from hitting his goal. And women, the other thing too, for women specifically, is understanding your female physiology. Men are on a 24-hour cycle, women are on a 28-day cycle. So where men are more productive in a day, women are more productive in a month. And so if you can learn to create seasons for your business and seasons for your month that is mm-hmm. based off of your natural rhythms and your female physiology, and you can really understand that, it will serve you so much better, because we women for a long time, we've had to fight up the ladder, right? And we tend to try to push ourselves and think like, well, this is how everybody else does it, so this is how we should be able to do it. But if you can learn to really like tune in and listen to your body and allow your body to be creative when it is creative, and allow it to clean when it wants to clean, and allow it to rest when it needs to rest, it will serve you like so much better. I wish it's something that I would have been taught and would have understood a lot earlier, even in my career, and especially as a business owner. It would have saved me a lot of heartache. You know, I just would get so frustrated with myself when it was like, you know, I'd have these days where, you know, I'm super extrovert and I didn't need a lot of sleep and super creative, and I could knock out a month's worth of content. And then literally like a couple of days later, I'm like, what is wrong with me? Like, what just happened? What did I eat? Did I not sleep? You know, and so you're questioning all these things when in reality, it was just my hormones. And so when I learned to take advantage and I learned how to understand the needs of my body, that's really the success without sacrifice. And that's a big piece of it, is really understanding and allowing yourself to work in that way and allow rest for your body. It's like the number one thing that, you know, not a lot of people talk about it, because we think rest is bad. We think rest means we're not going to hit our goal. When in reality, rest is equally, if not more, productive than checking off your to-do list.
Yeah, I would agree with that 100%. And similarly, something that I think I'm just now at the point in my career and personal growth that I'm learning as well, but it's so important. And it's like one of those things that's like, I think we've always thought of rest as a reward, but really it is something that truly is optimal to our being at our peak, you know, right? Like, we can't perform at that level without having the proper rest and just taking care of ourselves. I think that's incredible that, you know, you've really built not only your personal values, but then even professionally your organization around that. So thank you so much for sharing that with me, with our audience. I think that's incredible. And I just encourage you to keep doing what you're doing and growing and using your impact across the, not only the insurance industry, but throughout, you know, female in business and leadership. So with that, I'd love to just, if you can tell our audience the different ways that they can, you know, get in contact with you, get involved with your organization and just connect with you.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can find us on our website, www.successwithoutsacrificecoaching.com. And then we are also Success Without Sacrifice on Facebook and LinkedIn, or you connect with me personally, Sheree Sauer, on Facebook and Instagram. If you want to follow our travels, we're on Instagram at Sweet and Sour Adventures. My husband actually does all of our travel documentation and everything. So that's all him. But if you were intrigued by that, but I also share about it on my personal pages as well. So.
Awesome. Well, thank you. Thanks so much for sharing that, and definitely encourage our audience to get in contact with you, Sheree. So again, thank you so much for joining the podcast today. Definitely wish you all the best. We'll definitely be looking forward to your adventures this summer with your family. That'll be incredible. And thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Ashley. It was a pleasure to be here.
Thank you for listening to the And I Quote podcast, brought to you by Coterie Insurance.
We will be hosting episodes with industry experts on a variety of trending topics this year, and would really love for you to listen and subscribe.
Coterie Insurance is on a mission to simplify small business insurance for agents, brokers, and our partners. To learn more about Coterie Insurance and this episode, please visit our show notes below.